you say you'd oil the sewing machine, but a wheel you would
just say. I believe they just said the axle grease the wagon.
I hear so much about the oil crisis, and you hear it every day, and it's hard, I think, to go back and.
Of course, at first we had lamps. I remember having to clean our lamp chimneys to have. We always had to have it just quite bright for our lamps. But it wasn't too long. And you see, I was born in 93, and by 1900, I believe we had lights, because almost as far back as I can remember, we had lights in the commercial appeal. I was raised on the commercial appeal from Memphis, you know.
Yes, I see. And you had gas lights then in 1900?
Oh, we had the oil lights, and we, I just don't know how, but I remember going to grandfather's. And he died in 1905, and they had the most beautiful chandelier in the hall, and it was electric.
It was electric.
So we had electric lights. So we've had electric lights a long time.
It must have come to this area rarely.
Oh, yes, indeed.
I see. What did you burn in the oil lamps?
Coal oil.
And that would smoke and make chimneys.
Yes, eventually. If you turned it up too high, it would smoke, and that's why we'd have to see that the lamp chimneys were clean before the next light time to light the lamps the next night.
I see. Did you ever have natural gas lights?
No. We never did have that until just, you know, a short while ago that they put natural gas in. We had butane and long before we had natural gas.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I expect it was in the late 30s or 40s, it was in the 40s before we had natural gas. Mm-hmm. We haven't had natural gas too long.
It's interesting how the
most everyone now, a few buildings had, of course, we had wells, everybody had wells, deep wells. We had two wells, we had one, had two buckets at the, we had a chain and two buckets, and as you'd put one down, the other one come up full of water. And then we had another well about this square, and it was called a board well. And before we had ice box or ice of any kind here in a small town like this, we kept our milk and butter in there, and the butter would be just as firm and yellow as it would come up. We'd have little covered dishes to lower the milk and the milk and the butter down in this deep place. Didn't have water in it. It was just what they call a board well, and it was just that coolness in the that far down in the earth that kept the milk and butter.
Ever hear that call? You call it a board well?
That's one.
Did you ever hear anyone call that a dairy?
No.
Does that word mean something?
The dairy means where you milk cows and sell milk.
Rather than the place where you keep it?
No, yeah.
I see. So you had a, in effect, a water well and a another well for cooling.
And my grandfather was very fond of clabber. Do you know what clabber is?
I'm not too clear on it.
It's sour and sweet milk. And we would milk the cows. We always had Jerseys. And they gave rich milk. And they would strain out a bowl of milk for my grandfather, let it sit out in the warm and temperature until it